Sorry, Mr. Chair, what kind of funds did you say?
These are EVOS, EVOS dollars, and it will go also, there's some fire insurance proceeds and some other things that are being pooled to reconstruct this, or to repair the damage of this hatchery.
Representative Bundy?
This would be a state facility?
Mr. Chairman, no, Port Graham Hatchery is not a state facility.
Not the state that's trying to get out of the hatchery program. What kind of fish are they going to propagate?
Port Graham enhances pink sockeyes and coho.
And do you have, I've seen some recent numbers where the cost per fish that's caught, that returns, varies from a few cents per fish to over $100 a fish. Where does Port Graham lie in there?
Through the chair, Representative Bundy, that I do not know, but we do have, the department certainly has that kind of information on the cost of production. But again, this not being a state hatchery, I can look into that for you and let you know.
But they're asking, EVOS may not be state money, but they're asking the state to okay this expenditure.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Bundy, I have Tracy Kramer is here from EVOS, and she may have a little more information on this project than I, but it is, they are state funds requiring state appropriation. That's true.
Are there questions for Tracy?
Thank you.
Representative Osterman.
My question deals with, are these commercial fish replants, or are they sport fish?
They benefit both local subsistence and commercial fisheries.
Any further questions? That's it for Fish and Game, then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And my staff said on the new projects, we do have the backup in the office, so you don't need to make a call.
Great.
So, the governor's office.
For the record, I'm Dana Latour. I'm the administrative officer for the Division of Elections. And just a moment ago, I was handed the Office of the Governor's capital budget request dealing with the Americans with Disabilities Act project by the OMB staff as they were leaving. So I guess at this point, I'm calling on my old days working for Ledge Finance. So I'm here, I guess, to present both projects to you. The first request in the Office of the Governor is for $500,000 in general funds, and it is to complete or continue with work that's required to comply with the list of Americans with Disability Act projects. The list has been compiled by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The money, I guess, is appropriated to the Office of the Governor and then dispersed from there.
So this, it says, you said to continue or complete. This says one time, and in the backup, it is just $500,000 in the 2000 budget.
I've been given a spreadsheet that showed funding in previous years, like FY94 for some projects and FY95 for some, so I just assume this is an ongoing list, so I really can't respond to that.
Okay. We'll follow up on that.
Now, the project that I do understand is the Division of Elections request for $311,000 for the second year lease payment towards a six-year project approved last year by the legislature. If you recall, last year we implemented a new ballot tabulation system fairly widely across the state, touching 275 precincts, but more importantly, 95% of Alaska's voters. And the project had a total cost of about $2 million. It was done on a six-year lease purchase. This is the second of the six lease payments due, and the total is $311,000.
And is that exactly what was shown in the fiscal note on the passage of the bill last year?
No. It ended up being less. At the time that we presented our proposal to the legislature, we had not yet received the lease funding on the project, and we ended up with a more favorable interest rate. And so last year we requested, I believe it was $463,000. This year we're left with about a $77,000 balance that does not lapse. So we're applying that balance to the second year lease payment, bringing it down to the $311,000. So our subsequent lease payments will be, I think, about $389,000.
Representative Osterman.
The AccuVote system, and these are for the new ones for places that don't have them right now, for the machines that tell it?
No, Representative Osterman. They're out and in the communities. Rather than receive a $2 million capital appropriation last year, it was decided that we would do this over a lease purchase and pay off the purchase of the equipment over 6 years.
Are these different than the precinct tabulators?
They are the precinct tabulators.
Bill, we heard yesterday in their fiscal note there was a $1,092,000 for these tabulators because of this bill that was introduced yesterday. Would that pay off? Is that what the objective of the fiscal note on that bill was yesterday?
Through the chair, Representative Osterman, in the state has 463 precincts. We have AccuVotes currently in 275 of those precincts. The fiscal note yesterday would purchase AccuVote units for the remaining precincts in the state so that the entire state would have use of that technology.
So the fiscal note yesterday was outright purchase?
Yes.
Any further questions? If not, we will wrap up for today. Thanks for sticking with us. And we'll go in the morning on the capital budget, see how far we get. Once we get down to DOT, of course, DOT is a huge block, and then there's the municipal matching grants programs, which I don't know that we need a lot of overview on. So we'll see how far we get in the morning. We do have legislation for tomorrow afternoon and the bill that was scheduled in the morning. We'll just carry forward, hopefully get to that in the afternoon.